Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I will say this, the offense, I feel great about them moving forward. I really do. This is not just trying to put lipstick on a pig of a performance. I truly believe last night offensively was a really good performance. Unless you think Mahomes is throwing pick sixes, guys, throughout the season, he's not going to.
They made one devastatingly bad play amongst a very good performance.
They had a 12-play, 86-yard drive that ate 6.5 minutes almost off the clock to take the go-ahead score that then put it on their defense late. They did what they were supposed to do in that moment. Now, Mahomes owned the pick six, and you can't make that mistake. He got fooled and all that. That is true. But this offense still doesn't have Rashee Rice, and they put up 28 points last night and were a pick six away from probably putting up, 35 points yesterday against a pretty good Jags defense. I don't know, but I still feel that this offense is clearly headed in the right direction. While I'm concerned about special teams, I'm concerned about the penalties and the mistakes that continue to happen. Offensively, I actually think the offense showed us once again that they continue to move forward.
If I could simply eliminate the only concern I have on offense, which is their ability to run the football, and that Patrick Mahomes was again their leading rusher for the fourth or third time this year, gold, that part concerns me, admittedly. Patrick Mahomes is on pace for 4,300 passing yards, 700 rushing yards, 40 probably total touchdowns. Yep. I think it's like 30 passing and another probably 10 rushing. That was their single best performance on offense all year. Because the defense they were facing, the offensive line played great. The Tyquan Thornton connection continues, which we'll get into individually during the Chiefs Red Half Hour. I hate to agree in the sense that I know there are going to be people like, what are you talking about? I don't know how you can watch that offensive performance and not feel like, for the first time, I would actually believe them when they told me it's close. They had a 97-yard drive that looked like the 2018 Chiefs. It was a hot knife through butter. They went down the field after that fumble on Trevor Lawrence and not just went 97 yards with ease. It was a piece of cake. It took no time. It was no trouble. It looked like they were in full control.
Multiple players got involved. It wasn't just one person.
Yeah, that's the other part. They're hitting Hollywood. They're hitting Travis. They're hitting Xavier Worthy. For two games in a row, the offense looks like it's a well-oiled machine that is not having difficulty. I know in this game they had two drives. Teams aren't going to score in every drive. They had two drives.
Yeah, they're not going to have 100% efficiency. But
But on those two drives, I could argue that it was just the penalties that set them back. And it wasn't the offense had an issue. It's that they had an illegal formation. They made a 2nd and 9 that was going to be a 2nd and short.
Yeah.
And they had an offensive, they had a penalty that set them back twice.
Yeah. Two of the losses you could put on the offense and week one was on everybody. This loss, I know that's not how they operate. It was a complete team loss yesterday. However, the offense like that, they're way less to blame. Way less to blame. Mahomes, of course, pick six was the biggest swing of the game. So in that regard, you'd say, fine, put on the offense. But if we're talking bigger picture, where the offense is trending, what they're starting to do, now that part I do feel really good about. It's the hope that's the only bit of hope that I have that they can win on Sunday, frankly, against the Detroit Lions. Because the offense to me is in position again to where I think they can. Now Rice is still not back, so they're gonna still not have the full arsenal. But
this arsenal is really good.
Kareem Hunt had his longest run in 4 years. Pacheco actually cut back on a run. My goodness, you can see it's amazing.
Rashard Smith had some effective plays.
Continue to get him the ball, man. To get him the football.
The last two games from Patrick Mahomes, 29 of 41, and they knew he was at some point, I will say their imbalance was really bad. They did not run the ball very much in that game. So, like, at some point, the Jags must have known the Chiefs were just going to go to the air. He went 29 of 41 for 318 yards, a touchdown and a rushing one. And again, I know the pick. The previous game, he went 270 for touchdowns. And you're like, I mean, he is white hot from a pass game perspective. Their offense looks like it knows what it's doing. Xavier Worthy stepped back up. And again, they do not have their single best offensive player outside of Patrick Mahomes back yet. So yes, I am very confident that they are going to be one of the better offenses in the NFL. The thing I can't figure out on the reverse side, and we can talk about it maybe more later too, but what I can't figure out on the reverse side is they've had two games defensively where it's like the miscommunication's really out of whack. Not even that bad players making bad plays can't cover guys, just miscommunication's out of whack. It's the opposite offensively. They got fooled on one play, and outside of that, I would say they look like they had no trouble moving the ball.
They finally
no
have
trouble scoring.
They clearly found their left tackle of the future. That's
been good.
That's the biggest shift. And someone on the text line said they didn't win. None of this matters. Way to ignore the entire conversation we're having. But 913-586-7965. The Patrick Mahomes is facing pressure on just 25.8% of his dropbacks this year. That's the fourth lowest rate in the NFL. He's getting protection.
And it's getting better
in 2025. Josh Simmons is getting better. He had that weird scare before the game, illness, stomach, whatever.
I don't know.
But he played. Jawan Taylor got called for a penalty, but for once, it really wasn't his fault. Tyquan Thorne was lined up improperly. So the O-line is starting to find its groove. That's why I have confidence in the offense moving forward. We can have, and I know you know this, Cody, but I'm just talking to them specifically the one text, but you can have a conversation that the team lost last night, and we are, and ridiculous mistakes by certain individuals throughout the game.
Yep.
You can also have a conversation that the offense is continuing to trend in the right direction because the season did not end last night. You're right. If the last night was a playoff eliminating loss, then you're right. There'd be no point in talking about anything moving forward. We would just talk about the loss. It is October 7th. So yes, the offense getting better is a significant thing for the rest of the year if you think they have a chance to still win the division.
Well, and if you look at, so I went back and I looked, he had the highest average completion yesterday of the whole season, and in the last 2 weeks, his completions in terms of average, he's had 7 yards basically average per completion for the first time this season in the last 2 weeks. So assuming that only continues to go up, I did think it was interesting. I think this is only one game sample size. I don't know the others. Nick Jacobs put this out. Mahomes was obviously the Jags ran zone and Mahomes was carving him up. When they ran man, Mahomes was 2 of 9, had the pick as well. I think it's a one game thing, but it'll be interesting to see going forward after this stat. It makes me wonder if just in terms of zone versus man coverage and how the offense continues to perform, because obviously Mahomes was great yesterday and he was carving him up. And just his awareness too, I think it happened. Obviously, they had the read option play where they'll run a read option, but they won't run a sneak. He voluntarily took a QB draw as well, twice, I believe, in that game.
He just saw
the coverage, boom, took off.
He was throwing it all over the field. He was making great throws. The offense looks comfortable. I understand they're screwing things up, but still.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.